Yeah. Because when they get together and they ignite this, if you look at the shuttle launches, don't look at the boosters. That's different. That's aluminum nitrate, firing at a pure rate. But the set of three engines on the shuttle, and in this case, there'll be four engines, and they're using the same engines that the shuttle used. They were RS-25 engines, liquid hydrogen, liquid oxygen engines. The exhaust that comes off this, the green people would love this. It's all steam. I mean, what you're looking at is, it's really water-based. It's a cloud that you see. You really see it clear once the solids separate from the rocket, and it's just the RS-25 liquid hydrogen, liquid oxygen engine burning. It's just white smoke coming out of the bottom of that, creating its own cloud. And the idea was to fill it up with all these gallons of fuel and propellant. Unfortunately, they did have to call a halt on this test. I think they're going to... This is supposed to happen today, by the way. I think they're going to do it tomorrow, or maybe the next day, we'll see. They scrubbed the test because of... Not because of the rocket, but because of the tower itself, the launch tower itself. There's a lot of areas within that tower that are kind of enclosed. You go inside and... One of the things you don't want is if there is any kind of gaseous leak on the outside, it could be anything. It's nitrogen, you don't want any gas fumes getting inside. So they have to create a positive pressure inside and, in different parts of the launch tower itself. Launch tower goes up, 40 stories, over 400 feet tall. And it turns out the fans that create that pressure didn't come on. So because of that, they decided that they couldn't fuel the rocket. They can't take any chances like that. I mean, they went to a backup system. They have a backup system with fans, and for some reason that didn't work either. So I don't know what's up with their HVAC system. But they've got to work on that. Once they straighten that mess out, hopefully that will go well. They'll drain everything. I mean, they get down to 10 seconds like they're going to launch. They'll eventually drain everything and then bring the whole vehicle back to the vehicle assembly building and, go over everything with a fine tooth and comb and eventually bring the whole setup back out again in May. And that's the estimated launch date if everything goes well, somewhere in May. Launch it to the moon, put it into orbit, many orbits around the moon, eventually deorbit it, and then send the crewed vehicle all the way back to Earth, have it land in the Pacific Ocean, have it picked up by a ship. If that all goes well, the next flight will be next year, sometime with an actual crew. They'll duplicate the same thing, go around the moon, orbit, come back. And that would be called Artemis II. They'll do that with a crew of four. And then after that, the present plan is Artemis III will be actually a lunar landing mission. I'm looking at the time tick by. We're getting past 11 o'clock. But I don't know. Any questions, comments before I turn it back to Roy? Nothing heard. Didn't hear Frank in there. Hope he's still listening. Anyway, over to you, Roy. This has been Paul of US2N, the Space Night Report for the Tech Nut. We'll be on tomorrow night. Club always has a very interesting club net. Starts at 8:30, not 8 o'clock. Not like this net. This net starts at 8. And we'll be on for that. Followed by Swap and Shop with George Epic, I think it was Happy News Line. Now listen to that. HC2GS, WS2N. Back to your work.
Yes, indeed. This is AC2GS. Thank you, Paul. Thank you for the SpaceNet report. Thank you for all that you do here on the TechNet. And thank you for all that you do for the club. And Frank is still listening on EchoLink. He likes his SpaceNet report. Just want to thank everyone once again for participating tonight. It was a nice, lively discussion. I hope you'll join us next week when hopefully we'll have time and an opportunity to discuss radiometers. I think it might be of some interest to a few of you people, so I look forward to that as well. Again, want to remind people that if you have anything that you need to contact me, if you have mailbag questions or topics for discussions or puzzles to share, or if you want me to share a source with Paul and have him take a look, my email address is mailbag@ac2gs.com, and Paul can be reached with spacenetreport@gmail.com. And the link page is available 24/7. Just type into your browser roy.ac2gs.com, and that'll bring you to the my link page. And the stream of Glen Oaks is available for the most part 24/7. Just type into your browser technet.ac2gs.com. That'll bring you the audio stream. And always remember, Mike, AC2NJI has a great archive of these technical nets. They go all the way back to September 2006. His site, of course, is amateurradio.tv with over a million visitors. So make it a million and one. So once again, thanks to everyone. Be well. Be safe. The virus is still out there somewhere. So eternal vigilance and all that. Take care of yourself, take care of your loved ones, take care of your hated ones, take care of everyone, because we're all in this together. And as Dick would often close his technical nets, but be kind to each other, that's a good advice in general, but especially these days. So everyone, take care of yourself, be well, stay safe, come back next week, because I need you all to do the same thing next Sunday night when we try and do it all over again. This is AC2GS formally closing this Grammy/April Fool's Day episode of the Limar Technical Net, and I am clear. Thank you, Jim, and I do appreciate your participation as well.
Seven three, great job as usual, WB2BXL.
Frank, have a good night. WS1 clear. That's correct.
off. Time is 12:04 a.m. 73. And good night from the W2VL repeater. That tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater.
Flymark InfoNet, tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. Flymark InfoNet, tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. Flymark InfoNet, tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. Flymark InfoNet, tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater.
This is the W2VL repeater. Good morning, the time is 5 o'clock a.m.
Flymark InfoNet, tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater.
Flymark InfoNet, tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater.
Radio check.
W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater.
Flymark InfoNet, tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater.
RBP Mobile.
Good morning, Antenna Mobile from WB2ROL. Really out loud.
Hello, from N2RVP, good morning.
Hey, good morning, whereabouts at Marble and off to work?
Well, maybe you're talking about, yeah, I'm on my way to work, I'm just going to get some breakfast. So, I was on HF this morning on a net, every morning it's at 6:30, 38:38. I save all my stuff, if it's even 30 years old, if it works, I keep it. I got 30-year-old microphones, SM8, Micom, and get an RF on my signal. The microphone works great on the A side for, you know, FM repeaters, but, I never used the B side on the microphone. I've got an A and B side, so the B side, I plugged in the connector for that. And I've been doing that for a while, and I'm having issues. I'm going to troubleshoot. I took my Kenwood radio, hooked it into the jack yesterday, and I had no complaints. I know it wasn't my antenna system good. So I'm thinking, whatever. Hey, these mics are 30 years old. I mean, they're still good if you want to use 2 meters. I mean, I could try to maybe look at the ground, open it up, and look at it. But I think I'm looking to get a Heil microphone. I get a credit from Ham Radio Outlet, and my mom usually gives me money for my birthday, so I can go towards that. So that's what I'm going to do. So I'm going to call HRO. I'm not going to get the most expensive. Maybe the lower, like in the 200 range. I got my phone ringing. I have to take this call.
Okay, don't see you later. Don't speak to Wild Well. Hop on. N2DQI, listening, anybody? N2DQI, listening.
RBP back. I just want to see if another ham is on. KD2KNH, you there, Charlie?
KD2KNH, yes, Matt.
I got on AS this morning with the ICOM 7100. I used the desk mic, the SM8, and I had RF on my signal. So, Rich, you know, I got my turn on the net, and then he came around to do the 72 round. I plugged in the stock mic, no RF. So it's obviously a bad ground on that microphone. I know it's not the antenna system. You know it's not the radio because I tried the other radio yesterday. So my mom gives me money for my birthday. These mics, I mean, the mics were fine at 2 meters. I could just take the B side off and use it because I have my dad's radio. So I think if this comes to the point, at this point, I think I'm going to get into microphones. So I'm going to look and get a Heil. They're like in the $200, but my mom gives me birthday money. That pays for pretty much like half of it.
All right, do some research first. I got a Heil for free with my radio and I didn't care for it.
I'm going to do my homework on it. I may use the psych mic for now, and it's kind of a pain, but it works. I got this mic in this car. This mic is smaller. It's because it's been used a lot. The cord is like more flexible. Maybe I'll plug it in the radio in the car, in the house, and put the new mic in here, see what happens. Maybe I'll even do that. But other than that, the radio is working great. I found a bunch of guys on 3827. There's a guy in Port Jeff talking. I was talking to a bunch of guys in Boston and up in Boston last night. And they heard me all right, so it was great.
All right, so isolated a T microphone, that's a good thing. There were some other stations out there trying to get in, though. So let's let them have it. I believe it was Sam, and I'll hand it to him. And then there was another station that was calling before you came on.
Coming in, if you have any opinion, any input, give me some, you know, anything on these microphones if you have any experience.
KC2NKL.
Go right ahead, pick it up.
Good morning, guys. Just wanted to let you know that I recently purchased the Pro 7. It's the headset model from Heil, and it's rather good. I plug it into my Icom 7300 on the HF side, and no complaints. Anyway, back to you guys. Just wanted to throw my opinion in. It's KC2NKL. I'll be listening.
Mine's just like a mobile radio, but if I'm sure, so yeah, they work on that, they work on the 7100. That's great. Did you have those on your, let me drop, I don't want to hog it. Anybody else but, on? I don't want to hog the fans here.
All right, man, I'll jump back in. If I can find a Heil microphone, I can lend it to you. You'll just have to get an Icom compatible cable. This is for the Yaesu, the cable I have.
It'd be great because I would have to buy that. If I bought one anyway, I would have to get that cable. It don't come. Yeah, I looked at HRO's website and. Yeah, it don't. You have to buy the cable. Like, if you get a radio, say I got a Yaesu and it has an Icom radio, I would have to get. Yeah, that's great. Is it a desk one or is it a desk microphone or that's on a stand or is this you hold it by hand?
Well, it's a desk microphone without a stand. I never bought a stand for it. But at least you can use it and try it and see if it works for you. Matter of fact, if you like it, you can have it. I really got no use for it.
Thank you, Charlie. The other gentleman, the Pro 7, I've used headset mic like a field day with a foot. I don't really like the foot pedal, you know, on the grass. I like the, but that sounds like a nice microphone also, right? Because in the morning hours, I put a headset on. I'll get a signal, and I have a two-family house, and my Amtrak is like they can hear me in my sister's hallway. It would be good for something, like, even just a field day. Yeah, that's great. Pro 7. My question is, with that microphone, do you have to adjust the ALC on the 7300? Because sometimes you have to adjust that, to, you know, and what do you have to gain set on the radio? Like you have the compression, you have it at 80%, 20%, or what do you set it to with that mic?
This is KC2NKL. So on mine... on mine, I think that I haven't had to change anything substantial on the 7300 that I have. The gain was set, I think, at 30. I'll have to double check. I don't have the radio on right now, but I can write it down, and the next time we're on, I can tell you exactly what the settings are. But I don't remember having to do anything that was crazy on the settings to get this thing to work. And I agree with you on the foot pedal part. I have like a little button that I press that connects in line with it, and I do it that way, and it works great. I don't like using the foot pedal either.
Yeah, I've had it set at 20% was having a problem. I had the speech compressor on, but I used the foot pedal. You know, they've had it set for the great South Bay. I don't like it. I think it's because it was on grass also. That didn't help things. It wasn't like on a hard floor like in the house. But I don't like it. My foot would keep slipping off of it. I didn't like it, you know. So I'm going to get that microphone lens. What is the price of that mic? I'm just curious. What does it go for?
I'm looking it up right now. I believe it was. Let me just check. I got it for a gift from my wife. There are $299.
That's it. I mean, yeah. Okay. Well, thank you so much. I don't get your name, but. I'll give it back to Charlie to keep through some rotation. Take it, Charlie. Yeah, so maybe we can meet up sometime this week and you can give it to me, Charlie. I'll have to get the cable. Well, I'll order it afterwards. I got time.
All right, man. Well, hopefully it's someplace with all my equipment. Since the move, I don't know where I put it, but hopefully it's in a desk drawer or something. But I'll let you know. I'll take a look for it tonight.
NKL, just check to see if I have it. The only thing I could say is a complaint of it. It is kind of heavy and it is kind of big. But on the good side, when you're on HF, you can hear signals that I could not hear through the speaker on the IC7300. I can hear in the headset. And so I can make contacts with people at who are not coming in as clear or as strong as from the native radio itself.
Mom, you just give me like $150 on my birthday every year. I mean, we pay for half of it. But I could get a lower end one also, you know, like I just like desk mics. But Charlie, I'll be the other club we have the meeting this Sunday, so you can give them to that. I just have to order the cable. So, you know, you got a client, you know. So I'm going into the deli guys to get some breakfast here. I ordered it. So maybe I'll be back on it, maybe not, okay?
KD2KH. I'm gonna be away this weekend, so it's not gonna work. But I'll be in touch. KD2KH, clear 73 guys.
73, 73. The other station is helping me. I hold on to stuff. I'm on a radio. I'm on ICOM 706 Mark 2G. I've had it in, let's see how many cars. I've had it in a white Oldsmobile. I've had it in three Oldsmobile Cutlass Sierras. Then I had it in a Chevrolet Malibu. That's four. Then I had it in a Honda Civic that got totaled, and then this. So this radio's been in six cars between 2002 and now. It's been in the trunk of the car, and it's been running flawlessly all these years. I even run HF sometimes with it.
Well, that's pretty good. Oh, by the way, the name here is Bernard. I've always wanted to put... I have another STM or... the ST400 XDR. I have another one that I want to put in my car, but I've never gotten around to doing it. By the time I do it, the lease is up, and then I'd have to take it out and put it in the next lease. So, anyway, I'm going to go get some breakfast myself, so I will say 73 to you, and hope you have a good day, and good luck with the microphone. I hope you get what you like. This is KC2NKL. I'll be clear on your final. Have a good one.
MDLI, from Android. Thank you so much for the help. Appreciate it. 73.
How are you, B2ROL, clear to reflector.
W2VL repeater.
N2V2R, listening to you out there, Rich. Anybody copy?
W2VL repeater.
And 2K out to your mobile.
QSL, QRZ, QRZ the mobile station. This is Kilo Golf 2 Romeo Yankee.
Good morning, David. M2KW Mobile.
I hope that you're having a great day.
It looks like it's going to be a beautiful day. I don't know. I haven't had my coffee yet. Got a couple of errands to run. I got to be back at the house before 10. Well, we'll have a beautiful afternoon anyway.
QSL. Well, I just finished my coffee and taking care of some little business, morning business, and now I'm monitoring a couple of different frequencies here. I think the next thing I'll do is turn on the HF radio.
To my way of thinking, that's backwards. I would turn off the VHF and play HF, but I don't know what your schedule permits and whatever. You know, my love is CW, David. This is all icing on the cake.
QSL, but for me, it's all about the propagation, like a month and a half ago, in 7 days, over six different stations from South Africa was coming through, and all a number of stations were on at different times, and also more recently, like within a week of 8-9 days, you know, I worked three stations from Malta. Why would I work three stations from Malta? So, like for me, you know, the most important thing is a propagation for the way things are set up.
Yeah, I guess. Speaking of guests, let me guess that those ZS stations run 15 meters.
No, the ZS stations were on 20 and 17.
Okay. Interesting. You don't often hear the ZS is coming through on 20 for some reason. 17 I could understand. 15 I could certainly understand. 15 meters is all band of choice for working Africa. Alright, I'm almost at my first stop. So I'll say good morning and go back into listening mode. M2KW.
Alan, have a great day. N2KW from KG2RY.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater.
This is KE2HZE, New York City monitoring.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater.
Back to where, like,
driving and discussing business at the time, so back to work.
See you around, Mike. We'll see you soon. KD2AMZ, KD2LGB Mobile, exit 43, westbound on Sunrise. Standing by.
Very good, KD2AMZ, clear.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater.
W2OSR.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2OSR.
W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater.
Limark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
Link to 375 to 850, I guess, is working. You're probably going in on 850.
I'm on the Belt Parkway, so I'm on the western input. So the sun was out, but now it's gone. But range should walk in eastbound on the Belt Parkway. I'm in rush hour traffic.
Copy that. Yeah, we're quite a... of you, I'd say probably about close to 50 miles east of you, so how's everything going, all right?
Everything's good. I'm going into Glen Oaks. So what's new in the neighborhood? I've been away for 12 days.
Same old, nothing big. I know there was a nice meeting, for the 25th anniversary, I guess it was it last month already, I guess? Yeah, it was already a month ago, for the pins, for the service awards, you know, if you remember, for 25 years, I think is the shortest, you get a pin. I know Eddie did K2EPM, and Joe was there, JRQ, and Joe B's at B, and they said it was all very nice, they had nice food, nice heroes, so I'm upset that I didn't go. I should have won.
You mentioned I sat with them, and a couple of them won 50-50 drawings, one different prize. I won something too. It was a nice meeting. I hadn't been to Landmark meeting in some time, but I did go to the Ham Fest, the indoor Ham Fest. And that was good. The turnout wasn't as big as usual, though.
Yeah, I guess because of COVID and everything, people are still hesitant to go out, especially if there's food involved. And, I kind of am disappointed that I didn't go, but too late now, I guess. So it's always next year. But hopefully I'll see everybody at Field Day. I try to make Field Day at least every year, even when there was a COVID problem. But, we'll see what happens. So, all right, I'm back. I'm at my destination. So, it was good speaking with you, and it's good to see that everything's still working here. So, 73, we'll catch you later. Have a rest of your day, WJ2B.
WJ2B,
N2Z,
you're
on
the ZUC. I'm clear. Have a good day. Nice talking to you, Joe.
Take care, Ron. Good hearing you. 73, WJ2B.
K2KMB, N2ZUC, you want a frequency? Richie? This is N2ZUC, hope you're listening.
N2ZUC, this is KC2PLV. How are you, Ron?
I'm okay. KC2PLV, I think we spoke recently.
Yes, sir, we did. On the other repeater, which seems to be down, I go into Echolink, Ron, so I don't know how, like, it affects you if you're on, you know, radio. Maybe they're doing work on the repeater, but I guess you noticed it was down because you're here, too. Back to you.
Are you out of state? Am I correct?
Yes, that is correct. Good memory, yes.
I'm trying to think where. It's not South Carolina. It's someplace a little closer.
I'm out Northern Virginia, right outside of D.C., which is going to lead me to my next topic, the subways here, which I thought you might, you know, well, you definitely relate to because you spent a good bulk of your career down in the subways. Back to you.
20 and a half. I was on patrol for 10 and elsewhere for 10. We're on the Belt Parkway. That rings a bell. Bumper to bumper in rush hour. And the name again. Then you got my name. I forgot your name.
It's all good. My name is Steve. You're on the Belt Parkway right now. Still a lot of time you spent down there. You know, originally, Ron, I was taking criminal justice at Nassau. I was thinking about becoming a cop. But then when I transferred, when I moved on to Old Westbury to get my bachelor's degree, the criminal justice program was under the sociology program. It wasn't just, you couldn't just do criminal justice. And somehow I kind of changed my focus from criminal justice to social work. Just wanted to add that in. Back to you.
Okay. And then Creedmoor pops in my mind, too. I almost went to Nassau County, but that's a whole other story. After I had 5 years on the job, I decided not to give it up.
Well, one of the beauties of being in the city, even though it is very dangerous, you have so many like career routes you can take. You can go to community fairs. You know, so many different. Lots of cops, they go to John Jay at night and get the law degree. But yeah, CPC for short, Creedmoor. That's the acronym. But yes, I miss it, but I don't miss it. How about you? Do you miss working?
No, I'm plenty busy as it is. And I always say, well, I miss the people I worked with, but not the work. I had enough of it by the time I had over 20.
Yeah, I miss the social life too, myself, I do. You know, when this whole COVID thing settles down, you know, with the mandatory testing and a mandatory vaccination, I would consider, getting another civil service job. You know, once you retire from New York State, as you know, you can work for the federal government. You can work for another state. You just can't work for New York no more, or New York City. Back to you.
Well, there's a way around that, but you have to go through a lot of work to do that. If they want you, there's a way to do that. Depends what it is. My working days are long gone. I just turned 79 last week.
You sound great. I would have never known. And coincidentally, my mother is going to turn 79 in a few days. And it's just kind of weird because when I was born, you guys were 23. You know, I just knew you guys. You know, in the 70s, I remember my mother, and it's amazing. I just can't get over it. I knew you guys. But yeah, that's all. Back to you.
Well, wish you luck for me. Congratulations. Tell them it's a good number.
Yeah, you know, I see the change, you know, the hearing, and she starts repeating things to me, but she likes older men. You know, my father would have been 92 and And now she's got herself a 92-year-old boyfriend. I guess she likes the older men.
Good for her. We'll keep her young.
Yeah, but I would have never known. You sound very sharp. You know, you sound like, you know, you still keep yourself busy. I was kind of saddened to hear that Bruce Willis has cognitive problems, perhaps early dementia. But you know, age is just a number. That's my point. You know, you have people in their 50s and 60s who have early dementia, and you have people in their 90s who are as sharp as a tack.
I'm too glad you see more, but that is sad. He was an excellent actor. And I can't remember the name of the movie. He was a detective, and he's on, he flew out, I think, to L.A., and McClane, and his character was McClane. That was an excellent movie.
You're referring to the Die Hard series, like the Sears Die Hard batteries. Yes, Detective John McClane, the one of those Japanese towers, Nagasaki Towers in L.A.